Hey everyone, welcome to the Fast in Finance podcast, and I'm your host, Patrick McCrindle. This podcast is designed for everyday, normal people just looking to improve their personal wealth management and expand their knowledge on the markets. Episodes will be short and sweet, focusing on main topics, then transitioning to market outlooks and discussions. We'll cover all the basic concepts so that you have a strong base knowledge before we dive into anything more specific. Wealth management is a concept that's overlooked in many school systems, and we're here to change that. All right, now that we have a solid understanding of how equity works, we can discuss debt. If I didn't mention it in the last episode, the markets are full of certain risks that investors need to be aware of. One way of reducing high risk and volatility in portfolios is by including some debt securities. These debt securities tend to be less risky than equity investments, but they usually offer lower returns. This is how you diversify your portfolio, though, by adding different asset classes and investments to reduce the overall volatility. So most people have at least heard of a bond before, so I'll touch on that briefly. Investors can buy bonds to provide a predictable income from the interest that they pay. So why do they pay this fixed interest? Well, when a company needs to raise capital, rather than going to the bank, they can just borrow from investors. So when you buy a bond, you're lending a company money for them to pay you back with interest and return principal on the maturity date of that bond. Some people may ask, well, what if the company doesn't pay me back? Just as we have credit ratings as individuals, so do these debt securities. And so a higher credit rating means that this entity is more likely to follow through on their interest payments as well as repaying the principal on the maturity date. So bonds with higher credit ratings are going to pay less interest simply because it's a safer investment in which you are taking less risk. However, people with lower risk tolerances, they're willing to make less on their investment if it means they're more confident in getting that return. And that's the concept of risk and reward here. So I do briefly want to touch on suitability when it comes to debt securities. Due to debt securities being more predictable when it comes to income, they are often suitable for investors who are more on the conservative side. The older you get, the more conservative you may want to be. Therefore, you may see people increase the percentage of debt in their portfolios versus equity when they're approaching that retirement age. Now, if you aren't nearing retirement, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't invest in debt securities. Asset allocation and diversification within portfolios are going to be different for every individual. So I definitely want to touch on inflation when it comes to debt securities here. When inflation starts to increase, a bond will lose its quote-unquote purchasing power, okay? So conventional bonds have these fixed interest rates that never change, they're locked in, let's say. And so when inflation is happening and interest rates are rising, right? Your bond is still paying that original locked-in interest rate. And so the real value or the purchasing power of that bond's payments will have less buying power due to this inflation. So there's numerous ways you can go about owning these debt securities. Earlier, I mentioned the concept of purchasing a single bond and receiving interest during a period while getting the principal back at the end of the maturity. Well, rather than buying a single bond, it is possible to invest in mutual funds that purchase many different bonds. So by doing this, you're getting exposure from numerous companies and sectors, some with bonds that are short-term, some have medium-term, some are long-term. Bonds can be a great way to have a diversified holding of fixed income securities that are providing a steady flow of interest while having lower relative risk than stocks. All right, that wraps up this week's episode of Fast in Finance on Debt. We really appreciate you tuning in and hoping you can make it back for episode 3. We'll be discussing, analyzing, and evaluating your own current financial status so that you can feel like you're in charge of your own personal wealth management. The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professional prior to making a decision. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member of FINRA and SIPC. Investment advice offered through Private Advisor Group, a registered investment advisor. Private Advisor Group and SGI Wealth Management, LLC are separate entities from LPL Financial.